for I saw that such eyes must have looked fully upon the grandeur and the terror of realms beyond normal consciousness and reality. Realms which I had cherished in fancy, but so vainly sought. So as I drove the crowd away and told him he must come home with me and be my teacher and leader in unfathomed mysteries, and he assented without speaking a word. Afterward, I found that his voice was music, the music of deep vials and of crystalline spheres. We talked often in the night and in the day, when I chiseled busts of him and carved miniature heads in ivory to immortalize his different expressions. Of our studies, it is impossible to speak, since they held so slight a connection with anything of the world as living men conceive it. They were of that vaster and more appalling universe of dim entity and consciousness which lies deeper than matter, time, and space, and whose existence we suspect only in certain forms of sleep, those rare dreams beyond dreams, which come never to common men, and but once or twice in the lifetime of imaginative men, the cosmos of our waking knowledge, born from such a universe, as a bubble is born from the pipe of a jester, touches it only as such a bubble may touch its sardonic...